subscriptions. We'll see you there.
April is Parkinson's Awareness Month. The Rocksteady Boxing Program at Metro Fitness is putting on a prom to raise awareness for Parkinson's and to raise money for the Rocksteady Foundation. Mark your calendars for Thursday, April the 25th from 6 until 8 p.m. at Metro Fitness. $25 for a single or $40 for a couple. Tax deductible. Come dressed in your prom attire and enjoy a DJ, photos, and of course food and drink. All for a great cause. For more information, contact Metro Fitness or check us out at metrofitness.com/rocksteady.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Montgomery Eye Physicians on Seton Place for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
The Marshall Tucker Band is coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 wants you to win tickets before they're gone.
Gonna check a freight train down at the station lot. I don't care.
Into the 3 Men and a Lady Morning Show with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win tickets to see the Marshall Tucker Band at the Impact on April 25th. Tickets to the Marshall Tucker Band at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center April 25th from News Talk 93.1.
Today is April 22nd, Girl Scout Leaders Day. It's a day to salute the dedicated women who teach girls the most important part of being a scout, and that is ABC. Always be closing. How else are you going to sell a box of Thin Mints for $4? Always be closing. Have a great Girl Scout Leaders Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. Word of another explosion the day after deadly attacks in Sri Lanka, which left 290 people dead. A van parked near a church, which was bombed Sunday, today has exploded. No injuries reported.
Three churches were targeted, and so were four luxury hotels. This was a coordinated and well-planned attack. Six initial bombs detonated at different locations around Sri Lanka simultaneously. Officials said they believed most of them had been suicide attacks.
Tom Cheshire with Sky News. The Sri Lankan government blaming a domestic radical Islamic group. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi slated to hold a private conference call with other Democratic lawmakers on the topic of the Mueller report, including potential impeachment.
Out on the Sunday shows, the president may have delivered the most direct counterpunch, tweeting this: how do you impeach a Republican president for a crime that was committed by the Democrats?
Fox is Chris Jenkins. This is Fox News.
Good morning, everyone. Time to check in with your favorite radio morning show. Good morning, Greg Budell.
At your service.
And Jay Scott. By the way, Jay, what did you guys have for breakfast this morning?
All we got left is rabbit and hot dogs.
I don't know if I want a hot dog.
Hot dog, they'll take rabbit.
Emily Hayes, could you tell me what it sounds like in your little love nest when husband comes home after a hard day at work in twice-a-day Millbrook?
Hello. Come in. I'm so happy to see you.
Bailey, the wonder dog. Bet I can make you laugh. Chicken. And Rich Thomas, have you got a weather forecast ready?
I certainly.
You know, that's one of the biggest parts of the program.
Some fun, eh? La, 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 la.
Now, stand by for 3 men.
What dish?
And a lady.
Rich, remember the Three Stooges where Shemp's going to bite a hot dog and it starts to lick his face? That's where some of that came from.
I haven't watched Stooges in a while.
Now, what day is today? Oh, it's Monday with Greg and Jay and Emily, and we start the hour out with Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Sunshine today and a warmer day. We had 78 yesterday afternoon on Easter Sunday. What a perfect Easter Sunday after a cool start. But 82 today, not as cool tonight with mostly clear skies, low 54. Tomorrow, high in the middle 80s. I've got us at 84, mostly sunny skies. We're still dry on Wednesday, partly to mostly sunny, middle 80s again. And then on Thursday, high around 82, risk of an afternoon shower somewhere in the area. But showers and thunderstorms becoming likely Thursday night into Friday. Will this be you know, we've had a weekly or sometimes twice a week severe weather situation. Is this going to be severe weather this time? We don't know. The jury is still out. We're watching. Right now, looks like nice weather is back Saturday, Sunday. Right now, calm winds, 51 degrees, clear skies at 7:06.
We will find out as the day gets on what to expect in the financial markets. But the guy that joins us at 5:10 every weekday afternoon to analyze and explain it is Brant McDonald. And you're invited. If you've never had the chance to sit down and talk about how to make the most out of the money you work so hard to make, let me urge you to call 387-0094 and make an appointment to meet Brant. And he'll introduce you to the incredible team of people he's put together at McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. That's 387-0094. It's great to have somebody on the other end of the line you can ask questions of, somebody who can help you plan for events coming down the train tracks of life, everything from your kids' education, saving for a first home, or planning for your retirement. Put your dollars to work and become managerial with your money. 387-0094 for Brant and the team at McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. It is 7:07.
We have made it into the 7 o'clock hour, and Montgomery Skywatch is looking around the river region, and we're seeing traffic build up pretty quickly this morning. There is a lot of traffic on the boulevard. No problems there, no accidents. Just watch the traffic around you. If you're headed into the downtown area, the Atlanta Highway and Madison Avenue are real crowded this morning. We don't see any problems coming into town on the 31s. Just be careful. If you're on the interstates, they're up at a speed limit ride. We don't see any trouble for you there. The Vance Law Firm has been voted best law firm in Montgomery for the fifth year in a row. Thank you, Central Alabama. No representations made to the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Who likes good news?
Good news, everyone!
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 The good news is...
mic's off.
All of our mics were off. We said in unison. What, no, you said special or something?
You said it in unison. You said it in the studio.
Did you find your papers there?
Yeah, I'm all right. If I found my papers, I'm...
This isn't papers that he can't find. It's a specific paper.
Start reading.
Papers, yeah. He's got a plenty of.
You know, it's like I don't know what's coming up next on the show sometimes. And I apologize for that.
Well...
The good news is this happened in Omaha, Nebraska. It's right next to McMahon, Nebraska. McMahon. 59-year-old guy there was having heart palpitations at work, so an ambulance was called to take him to the hospital. It was about a 20-minute drive, and at one point his heart rate was very high, 200 beats per minute.
Ooh.
But he's okay, and here's why. The ambulance hit a giant pothole in the road. And it jolted his heart back into a...
You're kidding me.
No. It basically did what the paddles do when they shock your heart into rhythm. It's rare, but stuff like this has happened before in the late 70s. The same thing happened when somebody's heart got jolted into rhythm by a speed bump.
Did the driver yell, clear?
I think we have some audio from this guy, because it did save his life.
We're in a rescue call, chest pains.
En route 1, male patient, code 2.
The jolt of the pothole converted the patient's racing heart to normal rhythms.
It's rare, but it's a well-described phenomenon. One way to treat that is with an electrical shock. Classically, you'll see on television, the paddles clear and the big jolt. Turns out you can do that with a pothole. It's about the only good thing from potholes.
I wasn't sure if you yelled clear or four. No, that's golf.
Anyway, he is, this is what happens when you put a story away. I almost went back and said he's been charged with attempted theft and failure to comply. That's from Morning Maroon.
Whoops.
So I got a little ahead of myself here.
Jolt.
Doctors would not reveal a whole lot more, but apparently that pothole guy only spent a day or two in the hospital, and he's already back home waiting for the next heart attack. See, that's why I've heard stories. Remember the woman that I bought the Corvette for?
Yeah.
Yeah,
remember that story? I do.
Well, she was a cardiac surgical nurse.
Oh.
So she not only was in on a lot of these type of situations, including
emergency stuff, but she was also very familiar with, especially how men would get after a heart attack. And she said, there's just something about, she said, I don't know if it's the male ego or what, but they want to prove.
Oh, I think I know where you're going with this.
Well, I'm trying to aim. I don't want to go there, but once they get treated, they feel really good.
Once they survive it, they...
yeah.
Okay.
They want to thrive it.
All right.
Basically is how that works.
Clear.
Hey. And for
Clear.
Future reference, since Emily seemed lost during that whole story, that was the white convertible with the tan top girl.
And what chapter in the book is that?
27.
Turn to page 27 in your hymnals.
Yes. All right, we are at 7:12. We have local news. The Baumhauer's winning word coming up, and I got a really weak, convoluted intro. I'm sorry.
Oh. Is this the last one?
Probably.
Okay.
We've heard that before.
I feel pretty confident in saying I'm never going to bother you with this again. I'm going to stop.
That's enough.
Okay.
That's enough.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery fire officials are investigating a late-night house fire. This happened in the 2600 block of Westwood Drive. People were home at the time but made it out safely. Fire crews tell us the home is a total loss. No injuries were reported. Montgomery police say a man was injured after someone shot into his car. This happened in the 1100 block of Bragg Street yesterday afternoon. The man is expected to be okay, but so far police have not made any arrests. And several North Alabama massage parlors have been shut down after state police say they were fronts for human trafficking. Attorney General Steve Marshall says employees at Ty Green's Massage Therapy had to work long hours and some were expected to engage in sex acts with guests. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Montgomery Eye Physicians on Seton Place for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
The global undiscovered Easter egg crisis is the greatest problem facing our world today. There are between 60 and 70 million undiscovered Easter eggs in at least 70 countries around the world. If stepped on and activated by a child, these eggs can give off a foul odor, leaving its victim with a lifetime of physical, psychological, and economic hardship. By donating to organizations such as Clear an Egg Field, many villagers can be taught how to spot and properly diffuse undiscovered eggs so that the land can be returned to productive use. Please join in the effort to end the terror of undiscovered Easter eggs and help make the earth a safer place. With your help, we can clear a path to a better world.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
And now, a star is born. On April 22nd, 1937, the world welcomed little baby Jack Nicholson.
Is it a boy or a girl?
You can't handle the truth. It's a boy. Here's Johnny.
Jack Nicholson, a star is born.
And now, here's Jay with
random
facts. Topical, timely.
That was good. Yeah.
Very
good.
That
was good. I think you,
That was a solid...
Yeah.
A solid intro.
You said it wasn't that great, but that was actually good.
You should feel some pride for
that. You downplayed that a lot. Yeah, that was good.
You did a good job.
I find that people enjoy my performance more when I keep expectations as low as possible.
Did you know...
Especially women.
Especially women.
Of course.
Did you know that light bulbs... in the New York City subway system, screw in backwards.
But why?
Well, they have left-handed threads.
But why?
So that people won't steal them and use them at home.
That would have been my guess.
Oh.
Well, now everyone knows.
Well, yeah, but they don't make... You can't buy the way they screw in, you can't...
But now, I understand what you're saying, that they're not going to screw into a home light bulb the right way.
Right.
Or a light socket, I should say.
But now that everybody knows that they're lefties or whatever, they could just, you know, be hooligans and go undo them just to undo them because they know now.
Now everybody knows Greg's Wi-Fi address. Password.
But
use your noggin.
You got to be, if I see anybody sitting in front of my house with their laptop in their lap, I'll get worried.
Well, your neighbors could pick up the signal and use
I know
it.
What their Wi-Fi names are. They've all got
their own Wi-Fi. What if their Wi-Fi goes down and they want to get on to your Wi-Fi?
Or they want to download something illegal so they use
your Wi-Fi to do it.
Your Wi-Fi.
And the next thing you know, FBI's there.
You see this top row of keys here?
Yeah.
You got to put something from that top row before and after it. So I think I just made it a little more difficult.
Okay.
But I do give it out if somebody's over at the house.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Are
you going to say no? You can't have my wife?
Did you know, and more than likely, Greg and Rich may know, because they watch a lot of World War II documentaries. Do you watch a lot of World War II documentaries?
No, but I know things.
Do you know who Captain Burris is?
Bursitis.
No, he's from World War II. He got a 15,000-man German Panzer Corps to surrender to him and two other men. He did this after the Americans were told to let the Russians make the final push into Berlin for political reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he drove in with just a Jeep and two other guys, and he convinced these 1,500 people that the war was over.
That's cool.
Wow.
That is so
That's a great
cool.
story.
And I they surrendered.
That. I love it.
Yeah. Now, at this point in the war, most of the German military knew that they were losing, but of course it was not over with yet.
Right.
So they just surrendered. Anyway, it's better to surrender anyway. It's you're going to either die or surrender.
Right.
Yeah.
Look
that was it.
True that.
Did you know the original snake oil salesman?
The apothecary guy.
He wasn't convicted of selling snake oil. He was convicted of selling fake snake oil. Oil from Chinese water snakes was considered a legit medicine at the time, but a guy by the name of Clark Stanley was convicted in 1917 of selling fake snake oil.
Oh, there's nothing like when you think you're getting the real thing and then and you know it's fake snake oil.
Velveeta. Did you know in 2016, Kraft replaced the artificial ingredients in its macaroni and cheese with natural ingredients, and nobody noticed?
Oh.
Yeah, for the most part, I guess nobody noticed.
Did I ever tell you the story about the Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Okay.
I love Francis. Yeah. You've told us the story before. Yeah, because I made a comment about it on your Facebook post. I remember that.
When my sister Elizabeth freaked out on me because I didn't do the traditional Velveeta mac and cheese for Thanksgiving. Yeah. I got real cheese, and she told me I was going. She kept saying off script.
Yeah.
And it bothered me.
Because it's tradition, and you broke it.
Yeah.
And then
she went through all the groceries I had in Betty White and said that we had to go back to the grocery store.
And it's come up in other years, too.
By the way... If anybody's interested, 1/3 of the products that say they are gluten-free are, in fact, not. Still have gluten in them.
Oh.
Back to you.
Well, that sounds like it. Is that legal? I mean, can you say it's gluten-free? And then, I mean...
It'll be the next Law and Order ripped from the headlines.
Yeah. Well, you know, products that are marked as zero calories actually have calories in them. They just have enough to where the FDA says you can say that has zero. But it still has calories.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Did you know that 10% of Americans have never left the state in which they were born?
I believe that.
Yeah.
My mamma never left North Alabama.
Yeah.
40% of Americans have never left the country.
Oh.
That's a little bit easier to understand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, especially now because it's... Getting a passport and all that is
And
such
then
hassle.
The percentage of people who have, never flown is just, it's staggering.
Mm-hmm.
It's staggering.
I've always wanted to travel more and travel overseas, but I have yet to do it. But I will one day.
Did you know a man named Ferdinand Chaval?
Magellan.
No. Ferdinand Chaval. He was a French postman who spent 33 years of his life building his own palace using stones he collected on his daily mail trips. Although he wanted to be buried in it, the French government refused. So then he spent another 8 years building a mausoleum to complement it.
Just by picking up rocks along his postal route?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Huh.
He was born in 1836 and died in 1924.
Hmm.
And there is a picture of the palace, and I can't make that bigger for you to show you exactly what it would look like or what it did look like. What?
Nothing. I was going to say something bad.
Yeah, you were, weren't you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Never mind. That's too big. You're going to say something bad again, weren't you?
Yep.
Wow. That's a lot of rocks.
He built that by collecting rocks?
Yeah, he built that by collecting
got
rocks.
A glare.
I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
That's pretty impressive.
Lord.
And the mail still got through.
Yeah. Wow.
Yep, that is actually really, really cool. You should look at it. I know we don't, you can't see it on the radio, but if you look the guy up, Ferdinand Cheval. Just type in French postman who built a palace. Did you know in the 15th century, the Queen of France named, a Queen of France named Anne left instructions in her will for her heart to be cut out and put in a golden heart casket, and that is where it's been for 500 years.
Where's the rest of her?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
For the last 130 years, it has been on display at a museum until it was stolen just last year. It has since been recovered, however.
Dun, dun, dun!
Napoleon had part of himself somewhere.
Yeah.
Is that the pickled PB story?
Yeah, it is.
No. Not on the day after Easter.
Napoleon's boner part. Did you know?
I'm sitting in a third grade classroom.
Of course you are.
Oh, no.
Gosh, we're at least 9 years old in fourth grade.
We're at least fourth grade.
Yeah, at least.
I'm 9 and a half. I'm almost 10. Did you know that before becoming a movie star, Bruce Lee was Hong Kong's cha-cha champion?
Yeah.
He traded dance lessons for martial arts lessons, and his first job in the United States was as a ballroom dance instructor.
Gosh.
Yep. Did you know, in the 1900s, there was a death row inmates baseball team, and their executions were dependent on their performance on the team.
Oh, my gosh. That would inspire you to be good, huh?
Oh, boy. I bet you were sweating at the plate when you came up to bat, man. Oh, God, I got to hit this ball.
You struck out.
Good. Die.
That's it for you.
This was in Rawlins, Wyoming in 1911.
What if they had performance anxiety?
I'm reading this story. This is from a story in 2014. On a hot summer day in baseball mad Rawlins, Wyoming in 1911.
Baseball mad.
Yeah. A tightly packed crowd watched pitcher Thomas Cameron rear back and hurl a fastball towards home plate. The ball went wild, clipping the opposing player on the left shoulder before bouncing into the stands, allowing him to take first base.
Okay.
Cameron was dying on the mound in more ways than one.
Oh, no, this isn't good.
A convicted rapist, Cameron was pitching for the Wyoming State Penitentiary All-Stars, a team featuring only the hardest of hardened criminals. Many in town, from local bar patrons to team captain George Sabin, himself a convicted murderer, to the prison warden himself, had substantial sums wagered on the All-Stars to win. The stakes for the convicts were higher than simply the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Wins, they were told, meant time off of their sentences. Losses, however, came with consequences.
No, this is bad, Jay.
Whoa, yeah. This is an interesting story. I'm going to read it later.
Interesting.
Very interesting. This comes from the New York Post.
God, how would you like to be the announcer for that game? Up next, convicted murderer and...
this is the team.
Therapist.
There's your baseball players.
Wow.
Oh, man.
That's a bad-looking group.
From, you know, the early 1900s, yes. Did you know the Rocky Mountain locust, which once had a swarm in 1875 larger in size than the area of California, went extinct only about 30 years later.
Huh.
The Rocky Mountain locusts.
What's the one you hate,
Cicadas. Did you know that, and finally, did you know that penguins and other marine birds have a supraorbital gland above their eye socket? This breaks down sodium in their bloodstream, which allows them to remove salt from salt water and make it fresh water for them to survive.
Oh.
Now, if that's a bird?
Penguins, yes, and other marine birds.
So if they have that system built in, why is it so hard for us to do that? I mean, to create a manufacturing process to convert salt water to...
I think there is something that has converted salt water to fresh water, I believe.
Oh, there is. It's just very expensive, and it's, you know, it's not efficient.
You've
waited 17 years, and now the time has come for
the pop quiz question. No, you know what? We had... let me see if I can find it.
We waited 17 years.
Yeah.
Those are all of your random facts, by the way.
We hope you're paying attention because you can win 10 bucks of free shopping at Food Outlet if you are the first person to call with the correct answer when we ask the question. I was stalling there because the cart was labeled...
Cicada.
Oh. But I don't think that's what it is now. In other words...
Start that up.
There was an original song.
The Paul Simon.
Forget about it.
Yeah, it was cicadas.
There were people who ate phenomenal...
Oh. It says Cecilia.
Yeah, it's a parody, and it's so good. It's really well done.
What did you do? Did you lose it like you lost the Peeps one?
728 on this talk 23.1 of M. Not lost the Peeps one. If you are, I can't imagine anybody's going to be low on food, but...
leftovers, lots of leftovers.
Yeah, yeah, it's good, but they had some phenomenal specials at Food Outlet. I went Saturday morning and I messed up everybody. Because even though they were closed for Easter, it was still Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I did my big weekly grocery shop, and...
2 weeks in a row, you're off sync.
I know. The store is in total chaos. Kidding, of course, but if you really want to save, I did happen to stop at one of the chain stores Saturday afternoon for something else. So whenever I have to do that, I walk through those aisles, and I get sticker shock. For $7... I can buy enough chicken tenders to feed Bailey for a week and my dogs for about 3 days.
Yes.
For $7 at this place, I couldn't believe how little chicken you got for that kind of money. You know why? Because it was $4.99 a pound. That's crazy. You can get the same USDA chicken at Food Outlet for half that, and that's the regular price. So if you are familiar with what you're paying before you put it in your basket or look at your receipt at one of the chain stores, you must try Food Outlet because we're talking about real serious savings. It adds up. I figure about $700 to $800 a year just on five basic areas from meat to food to dairy and more. Always cost plus 10 at Food Outlet locations on Coliseum Boulevard, on Main Street in Prattville, and in Twice a Day Millbrook on Highway 14. Now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is time for today's Food Outlet Pop Quiz Question.
Before I get to the Pop Quiz Question, we just had a call, and I'm just seeing pictures now as well. The toll bridge, for whatever reason, is closed today.
Huh?
And it could be high water.
And traffic is...
Oh, that's right. There was a river.
Yeah.
Yeah, traffic is not looking good around those areas.
Oh, okay.
Because it'd be nice if they put a big announcement out.
Yeah, because the toll bridge is closed.
Okay.
So keep that in mind. Here is your pop quiz question for today.
If you pick mine. Let's see if you pick.
What percentage of Americans left the state they were born?
That's what I picked.
What percentage of Americans have never left the state they were born in? 272-9228 is the number. 272-9228. First caller with the correct answer is a winner.
That's exactly what I picked.
Yay!
Me and him, same wavelength.
All right, let's check traffic at 7:31.
Montgomery Skywatch, rolling through the middle of the 7 o'clock hour, and we see a busy morning out there. The boulevard is really crowded. There's a lot of traffic around the traffic lights, but no major problems. If you're on I-85, it's rolling smooth this morning. I-65 is expecting our normal slowdown around the river bridges. That'll happen shortly, so watch out if you're headed out of Prattville. School zones are in effect now, so watch out. Your speed limit in a school zone is 15 miles an hour. The all-new 2019 Lexus RX 350 will be on display this Saturday at Reinhardt Lexus. No salesman, no pressure. They won't even ask your name. A technologist will be there to answer questions you may have. Reinhardt Lexus. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident and you need a ride, we will pick you up and bring you to the Vance Law Firm. Just dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
It is 7:32, 28 minutes before 8 o'clock on News Talk 93.1 FM. Nicole, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Can you answer today's $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question?
Is it 10%?
It is. That's 10%. Correct. That is absolutely correct. Hey, by the way, a follow-up question. How many, what's the percentage who have never left the country? Do you know? Remember?
40%.
That's 40. Correct. You are so good. Yep, that's...
She's on it.
Winner, 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 winner. Very good. Congratulations.
Hi, thank you.
Is...
Oh, don't go anywhere.
Yeah. Please hold. Jay needs to get some information from you. It'll be personal, but...
yeah.
What's your wife?
What's your phone number? What's your wife?
Now you guys got me really worried.
How many dates do you before you tell your date what the Wi-Fi is? Oh, my gosh. He's not even giving me his Wi-Fi yet.
That's true. Those are the kinds of things that cement the relationship. Or your feet. 7:33.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get your spring cleaning done with specials on AC tune-ups, electrical safety inspections, and drain camera inspections. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Our forecast calling for sunshine today, just a beautiful day, a great start to the week, actually a nice string of days after a beautiful Easter Sunday. Today's high will be around 82. That's 4 better than yesterday. Not as cool tonight with the overnight low temperature 54. Tomorrow with a high in the middle 80s, I'm going for about 84. Mostly sunny skies, a beautiful Tuesday. Can we stretch it one more day? I think we can. Wednesday, high in the middle 80s, partly to mostly sunny, still dry. Then we have a risk of a shower by Thursday afternoon, high of 82, and then a better chance of showers and thunderstorms Thursday night into Friday. Still, the jury is out whether this will be a severe weather situation or the first storm system in weeks that didn't involve severe weather. We'll see. We're still looking at it. Right now, looks like the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, look great. Right, with calm winds at the moment, we have clear skies and 51 degrees at 7:34.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
All right, 7:35 is the time, and we will have time before 8 o'clock on this Earth Day to play...
Truth or Baloney!
And it's all about Earth Day!
Oh, man.
Yay, Earth!
Day.
Yeah. I said yay, Earth.
Day.
You can root for your planet without having to put the word day after it. I'll
roll roll Earth.
No, that actually is hitting me with that rolled up paper is better than your hand. Yeah.
Ouch.
You know, in the cartoons, the woman always hits him with a rolling pin.
That would hurt.
Yes, you know why? Because you have to reinforce that she's coming from the kitchen. Because why would she have a rolling pin in the living room? Surely that's where the vacuum would be.
And that some women are prone to violent outbursts of violence that can lead
some
to...
Don't hand me that. Oh.
Oh.
There's stuff on it, is what I'm saying. I'm not handing it to you. I'm saying, hey, look at this junk on the...
Hey, everybody, guess what it's time for?
I don't know.
What? Fox Business.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Hey, I didn't pay attention to Friday.
It says a minute 29. That's pretty good.
Whoa. So,
we found out how to fix Fox Business.
We think we have.
Now, if we could fix the stock market every day.
tomorrow we'll work on the pyramids. 7:36, truth voting coming up, and a chance to win a gift card to the Seafood Bistro.
Oh!
Yes.
From the Fox Business Network, futures are lower as we head into the trading week. We're in the midst of corporate earnings. Microsoft reports earnings later this week. So does Facebook, Amazon, ExxonMobil, and eBay. Speaking of earnings, Tesla reports numbers from its recent quarter on Wednesday. Today, CEO Elon Musk wants investors to focus on his futuristic vision for the company. Musk will be talking to investors about Tesla's latest efforts to develop self-driving cars. More problems for Carlos Ghosn. Japanese prosecutors charged the former head of Nissan Renault with a new count of financial impropriety. Ghosn insists he's innocent. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Carol Zimmer.
Three reasons Ethos Life Insurance is great for you and your family. One, it's affordable. You can get hundreds of thousands of dollars in coverage for less than you spend on coffees each month. Two, our online application couldn't be easier. It takes just 10 minutes to complete. Three, with Ethos, you're protecting your family's financial future so you can rest easy. To receive your free quote and complete your application in minutes, visit ethoslife.com. ethoslife.com. Ethos. Insure your life. It's never been easier.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police say a man was injured after someone shot into his car. This happened in the 1100 block of Bragg Street Sunday afternoon. The man is expected to be okay. So far, police have not made any arrests. Montgomery fire officials are investigating a late-night house fire. This happened in the 2600 block of Westwood Drive. People were home at the time but made it out safely. Fire crews tell us the home is a total loss. No injuries were reported. And several North Alabama massage parlors have been shut down after state police say they were fronts for human trafficking. Attorney General Steve Marshall says employees at Ty Green's Massage Therapy had to work long hours and some were expected to engage in sex acts. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor. There are choices for all appetites at Sinclair's.
We've got a lot of great sandwiches. We've got a lot of really, really good appetizers. I mean, I hear from a lot of people that they really like our wings, that ours are particularly good. Our quesadillas are great. We do a lot of different things. Shrimp and feta, which is a light one, which is good.
Sinclair's fits your budget and your appetite.
You can come in there and spend $5, $6, $7, $8 and be happy, or you can spend $25 or $30 and be very happy, you know, get steaks and seafood.
Sinclair's has healthy options as well.
We've got one that's called a beet and blue, which is really, really good. You know, we do several different ways. We do a Caesar salad. We got a Greek salad on it that is very good. Or we do another one that's really popular, fresh fish salad. I mean, we grill fish, or we blacken fish, or we fry fish and put it on a salad. So I see people come in at night and the whole table to have a salad. But at lunchtime, obviously, I see a lot of people come in and the whole table to have a salad.
You can really step it up with Sinclair's Fine Dining. Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
Dog is man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Best Friends Pet Resort are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Best Friends Pet Resort. We're here when you can't be. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Best Friends Pet Resort.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
Caravita Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Easter's over and you feel like crap. Could it be the extra helping of ham or maybe one too many Easter cocktails? No, you feel like crap because you've got a peep hangover.
Peep hangover?
Did you know that four little yellow marshmallow bunny peeps equals one serving? That's 26 grams of sugar. Four times the recommended daily amount of sugar you should eat. And now you've got a peep hangover. The only cure? The hair of the dog. Or hair of the bunny. Finish off those peeps. You know you want to. This message brought to you by Sugar, corn syrup, gelatin, food coloring, and diabetes.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
roasted. And you're right, Emily Hayes, it is darn exciting. Because it's a brand new menu item at Baumhauer's. You thought they've done everything with wings that could be done? They've just added signature buffalo-style wings that are kicked up and fire-roasted with garlic parmesan sauce.
Oh, gosh.
Fresh grated parmesan and caramelized onions.
Get out of here.
A crispy, flavorful bite.
It really sounds delicious.
Yeah, they have, they've done so many different things with wings, and you think, how are they possibly going to top this? Last year it was the War Eagle Roll Tie. They still have those, by the way, if you've never tried those. Yeah. The War Eagle are just incredible. But roasted is the word you need to know this afternoon between 3 and 6 when we ask you to be the ninth caller with the winning word at 272-9228. And if you are, you'll win lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. And you can use that at the Boulevard location or downtown at 201 Union, first floor of the RSA building. Now,
what are we supposed to do now?
What are we going to do now?
I don't know.
Is that the question?
I'm asking you.
It's Earth Day today, and we have a special edition of...
Truth or Baloney!
...that we can play. Basically, true or false statements about Earth Day, and if you would like to play...
Is there a Uranus Day?
It's almost every day for Bubba. I'd hate to see those selfies.
I think.
Oh, that's funny.
Jay.
Presenting two contemporary artists. One, the best saxophone player in the world, Kenny G.
We have a contest already. 272-9228.
Come on. The other, the undisputed heavyweight champ of Blue Eyed Soul, Michael Bolton.
All right, get up!
272-9228.
Just a reminder, the toll bridge is closed.
Oh, the one, that toll bridge.
Yeah. Backing up traffic and making problems.
Two seven two nine two two eight. If you would like now,
come that's on. One of the most beautiful pictures of yours I've ever seen.
What is wrong with you?
I'm just here trying to do a radio show.
I know
it's bigger than I thought.
I need a contestant though to play the game.
Blemish.
Does this spot look bad?
You guys are going to be so easy to shop for at Christmas time.
Come on. A whoopee cushion will do the trick.
272-9228, if you'd like to be daring and play the game with us today. 272-9228. Otherwise, you're going to get this Michael Bolton.
Turn it back up.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to do something here. For those of you who overdid it yesterday, who ate too much, honestly, I felt... Since I was with my doctor, I said, can you prescribe me some NERT? Because right now I'm completely inert.
Oh, okay.
Duh. Yes, my sense of humor travels well, doesn't it?
You're so special.
But if yesterday left you feeling a little bit too full, maybe it actually was enough to say, you know what, look at me, I can barely get off the sofa here. Maybe you'd like to lose some weight. Well, one way you can do that, or at least take a step and get some assistance, is to go to Infusion. Infusion has an IV vitamin formula that will help boost your metabolism with amino acid that is built into the formula. It gets your digestive system to work more efficiently so that you burn more calories. You can also lose weight in the cryotherapy chamber. 3 minutes in that, you go through a major caloric burn.
Right.
But these are both ways that if you say, okay, I enjoyed the holiday, now I'd like to lose a couple of pounds, Infusion can help. Now, they're much better at explaining the science than I am. But these therapies work. IV vitamin therapy can help you if you're feeling sluggish, your energy level is low, if you're feeling consistently funky, you know, kind of in an off mood. They can create a vitamin formula cocktail that will work for you, and all of it goes into your system. When you take, I'm not to say don't ever take vitamins and stuff, but your digestive system does not absorb anything close to 100% of what you ingest. So when you do IV vitamin therapy at Infusion, it all goes in and it's all good. They also offer, for those considering a cosmetic procedure, they've got CryoSkin 3.0, which is a technology that breaks down the fat cells through the skin. It's totally comfortable. You don't feel anything. But in one session, 1.5 hour, they can take an inch off your waist. They can also work on cellulite, upper arms, and other areas that you'd like to improve. So call them at 296-1662, 296-1662. Or if you'd like to learn more, go to infusioncryoandlaser.com and get it. So we'll be waiting for you here 272-9228 to play our silly game.
Earth Day. That is torture.
We can throw in a couple of peanut butter eggs too.
It's gone.
Oh my.
272-9228.
Call now, please. Don't make us go through it again.
He was in town this weekend, I think. I say in town. He was at Wind Creek.
Really? Oh, he's going to love that. I hope he's waking up to us.
Oh, God.
Hey, we got plenty of time here. Willis. Where's your volunteer spirit? 272-9228.
Is it a holiday?
I mean, it's an easy... Is it Blondie, folks? It's on Earth.
Yeah.
If those of you who've lived here for a long time on the Earth... easy, folks. Just give us a call. What are we giving away again?
A Seafood Bistro gift card.
Oh, my gosh. Even more reason to call.
Folks, yeah.
It's Earth Day, folks. Get on the phone, 272-9228.
272-9228.
272-9228.
There's a caller right there.
My next line was,
I'm begging you.
Maybe that's made people too angry. No, actually, you know what? Today does feel like a holiday because yesterday was... Right.
Well, it's the Easter, and this is this is actually traditionally called Easter Monday, by the way. And Earth Day. I wonder if the kids are off today. Did they get Easter time off? Schools? We never
did. I think
that's
spring break. We didn't.
We didn't.
In fact,
and if we didn't,
you had to bring a note if you wanted to get
Good Friday
off. Yeah,
right. Catholics. Yeah.
Okay, looks like we'll have two contestants. Keith from Santuck, good morning.
Hey.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hold on, what took you so long, buddy? And here's Pam. You want to play against Keith?
Hi, Pam.
Sure.
Okay.
All right. Now, Keith was our first caller in.
Right.
So we'll give him the first statement from the game, which I have long since lost.
Oh, no.
Great.
Well, it's here somewhere. Can't be too far. Maybe, well, you see, I had to do the winning word, and at least now everybody understands the bureaucracy of morning radio. Okay, Keith.
All right, here we go.
Here's your first statement. 71% of Earth is covered in water. Again, 71% of Earth is covered in water. Is that truth or baloney?
True.
Winning.
Yep, almost 97% of that water is oceans.
Correct.
About 3% is glaciers, ice caps, lakes, rivers, and floating in the atmosphere. So you're off to a flying start here. So now the pressure is on Pam.
Hi, Pam.
Over the course of history, an estimated 5 billion species have lived on Earth. Again, over the course of history, an estimated 5 billion species have lived on Earth. Truth or baloney?
Baloney.
No, losing, guys. Sorry. Now, hold on, because Keith has to get the next one right to win the game.
If Keith does not get this one right, you're still in the game, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so here we go.
All right, Keith, if you could put the Earth on a scale, it would weigh 137 trillion pounds. Again, if you could put the Earth on a scale, it would weigh around 137 trillion pounds. Truth or baloney?
Baloney. It'd be a lot more than that, I think.
Winning.
You did. You are correct.
And you're the winner.
13 septillion pounds.
Septillion?
That's a 13 followed by 24 zeros. Kind of like my paycheck.
Kind of like when I weighed around the holidays.
You hang on. Jay's going to get you.
Hang on. You're going to the Seafood Bistro.
And Pam, we thank you. Would you like to just play the last couple for funsies?
Sure.
All right.
Earth is the only planet in our solar system that isn't named after a Greek or Roman god. Again, Earth is the only planet in our solar system that isn't named after a Greek or Roman god. Truth or baloney?
Baloney.
No, losing, guys. Sorry.
Earth comes from the Anglo-Saxon word erda, E-R-D-A, which means dirt or soil.
Was there a Roman god Uranus?
Oh, my.
In other countries, here's the last one.
All right.
In other countries, Earth Day is called International Mother Earth Day.
Oh.
In other countries, Earth Day is called International Mother Earth Day. Truth or baloney?
Why not truth?
Winning.
All right.
There you go. Yeah, United Nations designated April 22nd as International Mother Earth Day in 2009, and we've been celebrating it here in the United States since 1970. And that first one was a big deal. There's a clip on YouTube about it with Walter Cronkite reporting.
I saw that. It was good to see Uncle Walter. Well, Pam, you didn't win, but you are in the drawing at the end of the week for our grand prize drawing, and you may be a winner another day.
You know? And if we get calls at this pace, you and Keith and Santuck will win everything.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Pam.
Thanks.
And, of course, at the end of the week, we do a special Emily segment.
Yay!
Where
That girl.
Marlo Thomas.
That's right. I was just going to say that.
Yeah. Oh, she was I got to interview her. Yeah. Remember? You were here.
Did you stand her up for a date, too?
No.
No, I wasn't here for the... I don't think I was here for the Marlo Thomas Day.
I made her listen to a whole long, one of my lamest stories about, she played a character named Anne-Marie, and I had a crush on Anne-Marie.
I remember that now.
Yes.
Yeah, you could almost...
That's chapter 13 in the book.
You could almost hear the eyes rolling in your head.
Makes my head sound so empty.
I thought you would find it. Not you, her. Marlo Thomas.
Oh, it makes her head sound so empty.
And by the way, she still looks incredible.
Isn't she married to Donahue?
Oh, yeah, she is. And,
Phil? Yeah. Not even being married to him. She still looks great.
But she still does. And she still reps St. Jude's,
St. Jude,
right?
Yeah.
Because her dad founded it.
Daddy's project, yep.
Mm-hmm.
And does a phenomenal job, too. It is 7:55. In that Emily segment of the end of the week, we give away the works from Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto. But we recommend that you partner up with them on a regular basis for whatever your car happens to need. If you have an older vehicle that needs a repair and you want trustworthy service on that vehicle, I even went to the extent Show's car needed a repair a couple of years ago. And... to do the repair itself wasn't that big of a deal, but they needed a special tool to remove what needed to be replaced.
Uh-huh.
They went out and got it. You know, they didn't say, we can't handle that.
We don't have that.
They actually sent for it and fixed it and That's the level of dedication anybody can expect from Don Duncan. Whether it's something basic like an oil change, lube, or tire rotation, or you need to buy tires, Don worked very hard over the years to build direct relationships with all the major tire companies so they can offer you a true wholesale price. And they don't play games with that price. They always quote a price that includes their installation. So if you want the best, people you can trust, and service that will exceed your highest expectations, choose Don Duncan. Three locations, twice a day, Millbrook on Highway 14, 408 Madison downtown, and on Bell Road just north of Vaughan for Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto at 756.
You too.
Fox News is coming up, and next hour, we've got Marshall Tucker tickets to give away.
Wow!
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Montgomery Skywatch inching a little bit closer to the 8 o'clock hour, and our traffic is building up pretty thick around the river region. We have a lot of traffic on the boulevard, slowdowns around the major intersections like the Troy Highway, Vaughan Road, and I-85. If you're on I-85 itself, there are no problems for you, and remarkably, I-65 is moving along pretty smooth, but expect a delay in the downtown area as you approach the Clay Street exit. There are a couple of accidents that could slow down your travel this morning. One of those is in a busy spot. It's on the Atlanta Highway right in front of Walmart, so watch out there. We also see an accident on North Chase at Congressman William Dickinson. That's in front of the Waffle House right there at the Northeast Boulevard. School zones are still in effect. Watch your speed limit. It's 15 miles an hour. Trenum State Community College is offering an introduction to APP development with SWIFT. Classes are only $75 and start May 13th. Call Renita Scott, 420-4400 for more information. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
I would like to issue a direct appeal to any state employee who can email me or Facebook message me a list of state of Alabama holidays.
That y'all get off.
There was something, go outside. I know how 85 looks. I've been watching it for 14 years. I know how it looks on a regular morning and how it looks on a Saturday and a holiday.
Yeah.
And that's... people just taking an extra day off for Easter or whatever. It's Confederate Memorial Day.
Yeah.
And I don't know that. I don't know the dates that...
Government folk have the day off.
One thing I've learned, do not make jokes in a light way about the number of state holidays because state employees are very, very, very sensitive about that. Over the years, we have just... kidded about the number of state holidays, and you don't do that. You are not allowed to do that because they get very sensitive. So
I shouldn't make jokes about Robert E. Lee's Laundry Day or anything like that.
It's Robert E. Lee Laundry
Day. Did that once.
I know.
Nobody complained. We got good numbers, so what?
Well, nobody's listening.
We got to have a sense of humor.
I wish, though, we all had that many holidays. That would be good.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
It would be nice.
Hey, well, Blake, do you work for the government?
I do.
Hi.
It's Balaki.
That's why I was calling, was...